a survey of the property, and it says right on the survey that it's a private alley.
Well, if that's yours, then.
Yes, and when I brought that up to Norm about all the junk that's back there, the cans, he told me that if we go to code, we'll be fined for that because it's not our property.
And that's the long and short of it. The recommendation is.
But it's not our junk, it's his, and you can see that.
But again, the fact remains is that there is junk on this property, okay? The property needs to be posted, no trespass.
It is.
So that the police can react, okay, to anybody dealing on that property, whether they're walking on it, whether they're putting junk on it or anything like that, okay, it's defined trespass. So you gotta set yourself up, okay, to be able to have this enforced under the law. Now, at this point, the question was, well, whether it was permission given, okay, to put junk on the property or the like. For the most part, no, because the individual passed away, there's no knowledge then. So the fact remains is it's been like that when you took over the property, okay?
Bill never knew. Bill, my cousin was a little on the slow side, and Bill never knew that that was a private alley. And so I got into his safe deposit box when after he passed away and got out the survey, and I saw it.
So
Ken told us that Bill only owned like a foot beyond the garage, and the rest, that was Bob Nace's property, and he rented that from Bob, whether he did or not, I don't know, and that's why he could do that.
But your deed shows, but your deed shows differently, does it not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It is a deed, you know, on your property, on obviously the so what was said, the issue is at the time you took over the property, it had trash on it, and the property owner is culpable for trash. So then you have to prove trespass and the like, and I outlined some of the difficulty of that, but the very first steps you had to take, okay, was to post it. Putting a sign up at the garage entrance, okay, in order to make sure that nobody can park, blocking your access to the garage, okay? That is enforceable. That's in the ordinance. So then any vehicle that's legally parked, that has a trailer parked with it and all that, nothing can be done about that. He can park with a vehicle attached pretty much anywhere in the borough.
For 2 days. Then he has to move, according to your board ordinance, twice the length of the vehicle. He pulls it 2 feet to the corner, and he backs it up 2 feet to the corner. Now, another question. What about trailer?
Well, it would take a complaint to initiate a response.
I don't know how many times. I called the police. I was down here last week and talked to the police officer. He said, yeah, you know, that's a problem up there. I didn't even know it existed until all this started. Nothing is being done. He's not being ticketed. I was told that once tires are marked and they're not moved, that they get a ticket every day it's parked there. Has he gotten a ticket every day it's parked there since I had it marked, which was a month ago?
Certainly.
Well, it was the day after I came to see you, April 10th.
But I know he's been ticketed for it. I just don't know the frequency. And you know, that's...
Yes, they're all trailers.
Norm, I have a question.
Yeah.
When you park on the wrong side of the street, is that a violation?
Yes. He does it all the time. That was just last week when one of his trucks was parked on 7th Street facing in. But his other trucks, the one that I'm complaining about that's sitting there, that's on the wrong side of the street. Tony parked on back. Wrong side. He's not parked coming out.
Yeah, facing traffic. And normally it is. It's kind of a weird situation with that dead end street. But the fact remains is that's an interpretation as to the borough ordinance. And a traffic citation is possible to be issued by the police, not codes.
Well, right away here, we got a violation with all the stuff on the telephone pole.
Yeah, we got the telephone poles, and we got trash, we got... I don't know when he bought that place, according to that one piece of paper that he didn't have to go through anything. When I bought Rudders to put my beauty shop in there, I had to go to zoning. I had to give a whole bunch of crap to get that, and that was already a retail business. What did Ken have to do to get that property? That one piece of paper. He's not allowed to enlarge. Does it say he's allowed to have employees? Does it say he's allowed to have customers coming and going? He has a showroom with a cash register where people go in there and buy. Where do their customers park? On the street, and you know what they do? They pull in. They don't even park along the street. They just pull in.
Yeah, the sign.
We can't get to his garage. I mean, even if we, if when Bill was alive, he never put his car in the garage because he was afraid he couldn't get it out. And that's a shame. That boy died. I mean, he was in the house for 2 years with cancer and couldn't even look out the front windows because of Ken Kramer. And that's not right. Nobody. I mean, no one sitting here, if you lived in that house, would put up with that. And I mean, he's preventing us from selling that house. And it's not right.
Bonnie, the business itself is a continuation of use. Mm-hmm. That was a business before.
But it wasn't a retail business. It didn't have customers coming and going and buying.
Well, I think they did.
No, it didn't. Yeah. They didn't. It was a manufacturing plant.
But I think they sold from there.
They might
but that's
sold,
a zoning
they
issue.
They might have sold them down.
I understood they both sold
coming.
And distributed
yeah.
from there.
Going in there and actually buying something and carrying it out?
Buying and even distributing from there.
I lived